Am I hearing this right that you finally started Skyrim?
Okay, so here's what happened. So I finished playing New Vegas, and
Yeah.
I still got that kind of Bethesda itch.
Oh, dude, that's a real itch.
It
Like it
is.
I don't care what like Matt says, but that Bethesda itch, it gets into you, man. It's like herpes.
What a great way
It's
to
bad.
describe that.
I know, right?
So
It just freaks him out.
I figured I'd download Skyrim and it would be something I worked on. And, I played Skyrim when it came out. I played like, I don't know, 20 hours, but I didn't play the campaign.
Oh.
I basically got out of that cave and I just started picking a direction and walking. Going through.
Usually that's look,
I'm sorry, going through dungeons, finding dragons, all that stuff. I didn't know that the Fusaro Dashat had three parts to it.
man,
Because I never made it to the
why?
top of High Hrothgar.
So you've never really finished that game.
I didn't. I played for like 20 hours. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
All
So
right.
there's a the, there's the definitive edition is on Game Pass, and I downloaded it and I was like, I'll just pick up. I'll do what I did with New Vegas and Fallout 3, and I'll play for a little bit. I'll mop up any achievements I missed. And it turns out this definitive edition I have no achievements in. So I was like, well, fuck it. I guess I'm gonna 100% this game. So
Man.
I've started. I'm playing the story. It's not a great story, I don't think. But
All
it's
right.
all right. But really, I will tell you one funny thing that happened is that I fucked up. And because it's the definitive edition, it has all the DLC. So I was
Yeah.
exploring, I was knocking out some quests, and I was like, oh, I'll get on this boat and see what happens. And I went to Solstheim,
Nice.
which is where the DLC is.
That is a great DLC.
It's a really great DLC, but I didn't know it was the DLC. And I just went and did it, and I don't know, halfway through, I was like, oh, this is the DLC. Son of a bitch. So I completed all the, I guess it's Dragonborn DLC.
Yeah.
Just completely on accident. So,
I'm proud of you.
well, you know, I think I have gotten 500 of the 1500 achievements so far, so doing pretty good with it.
Pretty good, my friend. Yeah, the DLC in that game is surprisingly very good, and the Thieves Quest is not as good as the Gray Fox one, but it's still really good. And the Brotherhood quest isn't as good as the Oblivion one, but it's pretty
That's a
entertaining.
real problem, because Oblivion had really great side quests for the Brotherhood
Oh man,
and the
Oblivion
Thieves
side
Guild.
quests were great. The Thieves Guild, the Fighters Guild one was really interesting. The companions side quest in Skyrim was really good because it's like revealed, it's like they're werewolves. It's like cool.
Yep, I already am a werewolf, but I've not really werewolved out yet, so.
It's kind of cool. And then the werewolves have their own skill tree, and it's a good game.
I will tell you that I did kill Lydia on accident.
Why?
Well, I was in a fight and she was knocked down by one. And I was in the thick of it. I have a two-handed sword. I was just swinging and swinging and swinging. And
One thing led to
next thing I
another.
know, Lydia's down for the count. And I wasn't aware I could A, damage her, and B, kill her.
Oh, I wasn't aware that that could happen. I thought she was like a main story character.
Nope, she fucking dead. And the worst part is that I have been questing for about an hour. So she is full of shit.
Oh, man.
And she died, and I'm not near a city, So I had to fast travel back and forth like three times just to get things out of her inventory.
Man, I was not expecting that.
Well, I got a bet. I picked a mage one, and he is just throwing super frost spells like they're going out of style. He's great.
Nice. I really enjoy the magic in that game. It's not as like crazy where you can create spells.
And I remember Morrowind had like really intense spell crafting.
Yeah, and Oblivion had really good spell crafting, but like, still, at the end of the day, it was, I find that the spell crafting was a great addition, but the spells are pretty fun, and it's understandable in that world because of the, just the story, you know, because it's just like, they don't appreciate the mages in the Skyrim.
No, I will say also, this game has really reaffirmed that Skyrim is my desert island game. That if I have to play one game for the rest of my life,
it would be Skyrim.
It'd be Skyrim because there's so much to do.
Good.
Like you know, like what? even leveling something up to 100 is going to take a while.
I'm happy that someone has joined the Skyrim club.
Now let's not get it twisted. I think Skyrim has been released too many times, and it deserves, you know, kind of some sort of hate for that. But I think it's great. I'm not going to hate it as much as Matt.
Yeah. Hey, Matt's got a very strange level of hatred towards Skyrim that I am like,
I feel like it's like that in Breath of the Wild. It's kind of contrarian.
Yeah, it's like, I haven't played Breath of the Wild, but I've heard nothing but great things about Breath of the Wild.
Well, I will agree. The thing that bothers Matt, also bothers me, is the weapon durability, particularly with the Master Sword. Master Sword should not have durability.
That sounds like a weird choice.
It does. But I agree with him on that, but I didn't finish fucking Breath of the Wild, so what do I know?
Yeah, what do you know?
Apparently, I don't know nothing.
That's true. You're replaying Skyrim, and
replaying Skyrim. There's that meme going around. I was like, pick your last two games and mash them together, and I'm like, oh, it's Skyrim and New Vegas. It's the Outer Worlds.
Oh man, that's the Outer Worlds. Yeah.
So, nice. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been working on gaming wise, and you got a big old patch for Elden Ring.
Yeah, I just keep on diving into Elden Ring. I really enjoy this game. I feel like it's also, they secretly patched the visuals a bit in the game. The game graphics are looking a little bit sharper and a little bit cleaner. And I have to say, it looks great. It's still, and it plays great. I really enjoy FromSoft games. I actually enjoy this patch. I think there's some nice additions to it. They did kind of slightly nerfed a really good spell that I like to use. But it doesn't matter because, you know, I'm not going to complain about spells because there's a lot of really great sorcery in this game. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's a lot of great ways to play this game. So I have to say, it's every single second I've put into this game, and I'm at like 100 plus hours, I really enjoy it. I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. I feel like the little bit of playtime I get in this game, I feel really accomplished. That's like, awesome. It's like, oh, I really achieved something today. All right, cool. I'm satisfied. But yeah, it's a really nicely done game. It's, who would have thought that we really needed a open world Souls game?
Someone would have. Who would have?
I know, right?
Josh, I have a small question for you, and this was relayed to me by my friend Kevin. You know Kevin.
Yeah, I know Kevin.
Yeah, so he is also an Elden Scrolls man, and he told me, there's areas where there's dudes on crucifixes, but when you go by them at night, they start moaning and wailing.
In the Elden Ring?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the people on the crucifixes. I never really encountered them. I'm more like, I
Well,
can believe you.
so he sent me a video. If you go up close to them at night, they just start wailing and moaning. And I must say how
Really?
much I hate it.
Oh man, I haven't really encountered that.
Yeah. Well,
I
now you
feel
have
like
something to look forward to at night.
now I gotta go look for that. Right now, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I don't know. They're very heart-wrenching, so enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, it's like I believe it's like in the first like area of the game where you see a lot of people on crucifixes. I just figured they were all dead. I figured a lot of people were just dead in this game. Like I said, I had a hypothesis that this is like the limbo of all of the FromSoft games.
Josh, I'm gonna blow your mind. They can be dead
Yeah.
and still moaning.
You're right.
Which is not better.
We're just not better. You're like, I
Oh
don't
man, you've been on that
know.
crucifix a long time and you're still moaning? Ooh.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not gonna save you.
So
Oh,
Josh,
man.
I
Yes.
saw the second Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, how was it?
Well, do you remember when we saw the second Ninja Turtles movie, the Michael Bay one?
Yes, I do remember. Oh man, I
Dude,
just remember the seats being extremely comfortable,
they were
and then
so comfortable.
the movie just not making any sense
Okay,
whatsoever.
so. If you recall that second Ninja Turtles movie, all the fan service boxes are clicked, but it's not a good movie. That is exactly the same thing that happened with Sonic 2.
But it's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie, but every bit of fan service, Knuckles, Supersonic, Giant Robotnik, perfect. But it sucks. And I think what might not have helped is that my theater was filled with the elderly and the very young. And
What?
the man sitting next to me repeated jokes and plot points to his daughter who was sitting next to him. His granddaughter, I
Man,
must say.
what a weird experience.
They were having a great time. They were like leg slapping some of these jokes.
Oh man, were they good jokes?
No.
Were they
But
Matt jokes?
they're roughly, I think Matt has slightly better jokes.
Oh man, that's tragic.
I know. So, oh, I said this in the group chat and I couldn't elaborate, but Matt's not here, so I'm going to. So they had a mid-credits teaser for the next movie.
Yeah.
And I saw it. And I saw what they were hinting, and I said, "Oh no!" so loud that a kid next to me turned and stared at me, and he wasn't the only one, I think. So, Josh, in all of Sonicdom, who's the one character that you would see on screen and you would just go, "Oh, please no!"
Oh, I would say Shadow.
It's fucking Shadow. They
Yeah,
pan up to him, and the government guy says, "Oh no, Project Shadow."
oh no.
I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? With Shadow? Come on, Shadow sucks."
That's pretty edgelord master.
I can't wait.
Edgelord, I'm gonna just call it the Edgelord Master and Servant.
Yeah, you know what? I'll allow it. So yeah, that's your 5 second review of Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I think it'll hit Paramount
Love it.
Plus soon, so you can watch it there.
Look, I don't think I am gonna watch it there. I'm
Well,
very happy you gave me the heads up. Was Jim Carrey at least enjoyable?
Jim Carrey was so one of the things about Sonic 1 that I thought was really good was Jim Carrey was there, and he was slightly unhinged.
Okay.
Like, Jim Carrey's a fine seasoning. You put a little dash of Jim Carrey and the movie kind of elevates.
Yeah.
That shaker was a twisted, and it was just oops all Jim Carrey. He was flossing. He was making jokes. He was doing physical humor. He was carrying this movie on his back.
Oh man.
Your mileage will vary on whether that's a benefit or not.
Yeah, I see what you did there when you said he was carrying this movie.
I wasn't even planning that.
Oh, that was that sounded plain.
But you can also watch cinema's favorite whipping boy, James Marsden. He enjoyed nice Hawaii vacation out of this movie. So,
good for him. I think that was the whole plan, right?
Yeah, his character's in Hawaii the whole movie. He's having a great time.
Good for James.
Yeah,
he needs that. What was the last thing he actually did that was interesting?
Well,
was it the Sonic movie?
I think it was Sonic. Then I have to go all the way back to like Enchanted or Hairspray.
He wasn't Enchanted.
Yeah. I guess he's in a sequel, Disenchanted.
Man, Disenchanted. I didn't know that was a sequel.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming down the pipe to Disney Plus.
Disney Plus? Living that Disney Plus life.
Sure.
Man.
I think that's all the interesting things I have to talk about. I mean, as interesting as Sonic 2 can be.
Look, I think that's pretty up there, honestly.
I
think you covered some really good bases here.
Well, thanks. I've been going through this whole time and getting some Am I the Assholes for you, which I really need I need to get a catchy title for.
We had the Gauntlet of Korra. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. So, Josh, you ready to be a moral judgment?
Oh, I would love to. I live for this. Okay. I live for this moment.
I have one that I will give you full context for. But as always, the rest of them are getting no context.
All right. Let's do it. Let's live this life.
Josh, am I the asshole for watching Game of Thrones on an airplane?
Why would you do that?
Well, this is an old one when people were still watching Game of Thrones and happy with it.
Yeah, why would you? That's too much. No.
I think there's like a strong PG-13 rule for airplanes.
Yeah. No, yeah. Very strong PG-13
airplane rule. You don't want to watch something with I don't know, with titties or violence on an airplane.
Right. Especially Game of Thrones that has everything.
Yeah. But I do think it depends. You know, when you're on a flight, make sure you pick your movie accordingly.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a smart move.
Yeah. Josh.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for taking my boyfriend's son to see Sonic 2?
No, you're not. Why would that be an asshole move? Unless if the kid really hated the movie,
or unless the dad's like, don't take him to see Sonic 2. He's a little shit lad.
You're like, fuck that, I'm taking him to Sonic 2.
Yeah, exactly. Unless there's some sort of deeper issue.
Yeah, I know, right? There's something here that we don't know about.
Yeah, exactly. Josh, this one I think is very tied for me and Matthew. Am I the asshole for arguing with a 10-year-old about Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, definitely. You definitely are an asshole for arguing with a 10-year-old. Did you do this before? Did Matt do this before?
I'm not going to speak for Matt. I don't think I yelled at a 10-year-old for anything, but I'm not going to say that I didn't.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha.
But, you know, Matt used to run the Dragon Ball Z tournament at GameStop, so who knows what he was yelling at kids about.
You're right.
But for the record, don't argue with a 10-year-old.
Yeah, that. That's number one rule.
They're 10. It's like It's like picking up, it's like fighting with a child. Just don't do that.
What kind of, what would the arguments be about Dragon Ball?
Well, and that's the crazy thing. It's like Dragon Ball Z is finished. We have all the stuff. We don't need to like, there's no theory to argue.
Is there like best character and it's going to be like any conversation?
Well, you know, if it's Madden, he's going to say it's Yamcha and he's wrong to do it.
Yeah, he is super wrong to do it. Like, best character who dies all the time?
Yeah.
Yamcha.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad you're getting some Dragon Ball osmosis from us talking about Dokken Battle.
Oh, my God, yeah. I can only do so much with Dokken Battle, but I get that, you know, Yamcha is not the best character.
Well, he's not. Josh, am I the ass? I'm sorry, go on.
I just don't think Matt gets it that, you know, it's a sad existence for Matt.
Yeah. Josh.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole if I went to Disney World instead of seeing my mother?
Yeah. Yeah. You should have brought your mother to Disney World. Why didn't you bring your mom to Disney World?
Yeah, don't be cheap. I will say that I guess it depends on your relationship, but, you know, maybe just don't tell your mom you're going to Disney World.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to tell your mom that.
No.
You didn't have to know. Nobody has to know you went to Disney World. Why do I now know that you went to Disney World?
Exactly. Let's just, like, just let it go.
Yeah, just let it go. It's done.
Josh, am I the asshole for not sharing my HBO Max subscription?
Ooh.
Where do you fall on sharing subscriptions?
You know, I'm as long as you're getting something out of the share. Does that make sense?
So like I give you my HBO, you give me your Hulu.
Yes, that is a good trade.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think that's super fair. Or like Netflix for HBO. You know, I think that's a good trade. I think it's all about, you know, you're not going to get, don't give me your Peacock and you're asking for Hulu. It's like, no, that's not, no, I don't want Peacock.
You have to have an equivalent exchange.
Yeah, equivalent exchange. So like Disney Plus is cheap. So it's just like, just buy Disney Plus. You don't have to worry about that. But like HBO for like Hulu or Netflix, that's a good trade.
Yeah.
I think it's all about trading it. It's as long as you get something out of return for that information.
I think that's fair. I'm sorry.
Why? I was thinking, it's like, I wouldn't want to trade with anybody because then I would be like, what are they watching?
I will say that I also don't really like sharing. I think the thing that we share the most, I share Paramount, because of the Halo show, and I share Discovery Plus.
Okay. Well, that Discovery Plus is going to be a part of HBO.
I know.
Plus, probably. So, you know.
I know. My AT&T stock has done weird things. So.
Yeah.
Like it's split into a whole new stock that's going down. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, but anyway, yeah, I kind of like having my own service, but,
I think it's nice having your own service,
but I'm not opposed to it. I think you should rent.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Josh, am I the asshole for naming my cat after my favorite animes and appropriating Japanese culture?
That's not really appropriating Japanese culture, and depends on what you named your cat.
Yeah, I think most animal names, you could get away with anything.
Yeah.
So,
like, I had a dog named Loki. Am I appropriating Norse culture?
Well, listen, do you remember the discourse when Thor, the first one, came out, and everyone was like, oh, you're appropriating my god now, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, wait, what?
First of all, cool that you still worship the old ways, but you're the only one.
Yeah. It's like, I got so many questions here. about appropriation, and I don't think you're going to be able to answer any of them.
Yeah, unless it's like horrifically offensive.
And plus, you know what? Get over yourselves, people. The Norse weren't who you think they were. They were actually more Mediterranean than they were blonde hair, blue eyed,
Unless
because
you go
they're.
see The Northmen by Robert Eggers in theaters Friday, which I want to see in theaters on Friday.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. Josh, am I the asshole for watching movies and TV without subtitles on while I'm alone?
No?
Do you watch stuff with subtitles on? All the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, same.
I don't know, it's just something that I do. I just enjoy it. I really enjoy watching stuff with subtitles because sometimes, like, if they speak too fast, or if there's an explosion and they're saying something or something, I'm able to see it and I can read it. Hulu's got an issue with their subtitles, especially with Saturday Night Live. Like, it's just googly
Yeah,
gobbly.
I like having subtitles on. My only issue is when they're not synced properly and they give away like a joke before it hits or something.
Not enjoyable. That is
No.
just not, that is not an enjoyable thing.
No, but yeah, aside from that, I love it, so I think
Yeah.
subtitles are on everything in the house. Paramount Plus has the worst subtitles.
Ooh.
They are off center and off frame.
Ooh.
Yeah,
That's not
they're a disaster.
good. That's a. Oh man, I think there's a movie that I worked on Paramount Plus. Don't know.
All right. All right, Josh, this is the one I'm going to give you context for.
Oh, good.
Am I the asshole for yelling at my mom that I hate Harry Potter and to let me live my own life? Okay. Okay. So the writer of this is a teenage girl who has a name based off a Harry Potter character. She has siblings who also have Harry Potter names or Star Wars names.
Man.
Since we were little, my parents have forced stuff like Harry Potter, Star Wars, and Marvel down our throats. Everything's about dragons and magic, and I'm sick of it. Every birthday is organized around fandom. So at Christmas, we sat down to watch Harry Potter's. It's so fucking boring. She goes to her friend Missy's house for 2 nights. Missy's family is normal and likes things a normal amount.
And likes things at an normal amount.
Yes. So basically, these are toxic ass nerds.
You're not an asshole for you. It sucks. What character
We don't
is
know
she
what
named
her
after?
we don't know what her name is. She's keeping it.
Man.
I'm going to assume it's a Hermione.
It's probably Hermione, yeah. Man. Yeah,
I think I
no,
think
you're
no, I, first of all,
they
she's
have
not
every
wrong.
right. They have every right. Yeah. Not
I know it's hard for especially geeky fans. To kind of temper your interest. I know Matt's walking that fairly well because his daughter
Yeah.
does have a geeky name somewhere
True.
in there.
That's
But
true.
it's a hard thing to walk, and you kinda gotta feel it out with your kids.
Yeah, that's true. It is all about riding that line. There's a line that has to be kind of danced on, honestly. And I got kind of sad. I feel bad for this person.
I do too, 'cause final paragraph. I told her I'm sick of having all this old nerd stuff crammed down my throat and just once want to have a normal time watching normal Christmas movies and not having to pause for lightsaber battles.
Oh, yeah, she, this poor person. I kind of feel bad for her.
I do too. All right.
Oh.
Let's do a couple more. Am I the asshole for thinking that saying GG is annoying and condescending / disrespectful?
GG?
Like good game.
Oh, good game. I didn't know people would abbreviate that.
Yeah, oh, it's usually something you see in like online shooters.
Oh, no, good game. Okay, online shooters, I think it's condescending.
Really? I don't think so. I but then again, you know, I don't ever play online games, so I take that at face value.
Yeah, I think it's kind of condescending when it's all about contact, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, everything is all about contact. And I think, like, if you're playing, like, a real sport outdoors or you're doing something and someone says good game, it's sportsmanship. It's you're something that's something that you're taught when you play like little league and so on. You're taught to congratulate the other team for winning, or you know, be a good sportsman. If you win, you know, tell them good game. You know, be nice.
Yeah.
But like online shooters, no, that person's being a troll.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I'm just gonna allow it. Like,
I'm just gonna allow it.
I think GG's totally reasonable.
Yeah, and I can see that.
Yeah. All right, where we got?
But
where
still,
we at? I think this dude's a little too sensitive. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
If I am I the asshole if I break the deal I made with my wife that she gets to name our male children because she wants to name our son Lannister of the Game of Thrones Lannisters?
Oh no, you're not an asshole. You got to put your foot down.
This comes back to the thing about naming your kid after dorky things, but I think this is the most important thing. Don't name your kids after the villains.
Yeah. First and foremost, no, don't. What are you doing? Why are you doing that to your children?
Yeah, there's only one good Lannister, and it's Tyrion. I assume.
Yeah.
I'm not a Game of Thrones person, but like,
no, it's Tyrion.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope they understand what they get. People that name their child like Severus Snape or whatever, like he's a bad dude. Don't name your kid that.
Severus lives in the gray. I wouldn't really call him bad.
The dude abused children in his classroom.
Well, they all don't. Everyone in Wizard World abuses children.
It's true. But he's a bad person.
What?
Don't kid yourself.
All the abuse going on.
It's not a great place for kids. There's no child protective services.
No, there isn't.
All right, a couple of more. Am I the asshole for letting my cousin play a scary game?
No.
I mean, kinda. If you're babysitting and the kid puts on, I don't know, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Monitor it. Like, just kind of ease it out, depending on their age and maturity.
Is that really a scary game?
Well, the jump scares.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't really know a single thing about that game.
Did you see Willy's Wonderland with Nick Cage?
No.
Same
thing. No, I didn't. I saw the trailer, and I thought it was hot.
It's a weird fucking movie.
I like Nick Cage, so I would watch it.
Watch The Unbearable Being of Extraordinary Talent this Friday in theaters.
I heard it's really good.
We saw the trailer for that in front of... it was either Sonic or Death on the Nile, so it looks deeply silly.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for kicking my two friends out of my PlayStation Network?
Oh. Are they close friends?
I don't know, and this is kind of the reason why I like having my own service. Just in case something happens and I'm not dependent on someone else's goodwill for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting. I wouldn't really let anyone use my PlayStation service.
Yeah, but I mean that's also the thing. Like, if you if it's your service, you could kick anyone off for any reason.
Yeah. I didn't know you can do such a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know. I think that's the last one. Am I the asshole for just leaving when my boyfriend was gaming the whole night?
No.
Probably not.
Your boyfriend was the asshole.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't I you need more context, but I'm not giving it to you, so.
Yeah, so enjoy.
Yeah. That's it for this week.
Oh man, it was a good week. It was a good
Well,
chill week.
there was way more questions about naming your kid after dorky things than I ever expected.
I know, it seems like there was a lot. That was in the man, just think of like the future of children, man. They are there's gonna be some really bad names.
Well, how many Khaleesis are out there now?
I can only imagine how much of them want to change their name.
And also, how many, before that, how many Renesmees from
Yeah.
fucking Twilight?
I was named after a soap opera actor, but it was just Josh.
Well, I mean,
So
it worked out.
it worked out. That worked out.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a secret origin to my name, but I don't know, and I don't really care.
Who knows? It's a family name, right?
I guess.
Who
So
knows?
yeah, that's it for this week. Next week, allegedly, Matt will be back
Oh,
to talk
yeah.
about whatever's happening at PAX East, which is where he is at the moment.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But if Matt is not back next week, we'll be back in 2 weeks with another show.
Yeah. It's how the system's gonna be. Whoever's tuning in, listening to our lovely voices talk about anything and everything and go over things, thank you for your time. Thank
Yeah.
you for staying around at the end of this little session because I've been playing Elden Ring the whole time.
God damn it, Josh.
Guess what? I haven't died once.
Well, you're very good at it. Oh, did you see the Thor Love and Thunder trailer?
Oh, I did. And I am very happy and excited about everything that is going to happen on that amazing, beautiful movie. And it looks like how Thor gets his groove back.
I mean, he looks pretty great.
Yeah, it's gonna I think it's gonna be good. I also want to note on I hope we get a really entertaining and funny training massage. I need a
Jesus.
massage.
We all need a massage.
We all need a massage. Training montage. I hope we get a really funny training montage. But there was one scene in the trailer that I lost my fucking mind to. And it was like Star-Lord talking to the Guardians, and then Thor just slowly bringing his head into frame. And I was like, yes.
It's perfect. It's so perfect. Kind of shocking we have no visual of Gore the God Butcher.
I think people are gonna be. I think it's gonna be a lot of CG, honestly,
Yeah.
and I think people are kind of like, "Oh, we saw the toy," and I was like, "I think that's a detour. I think that's like a
And also all toys look bad. You can't judge on a
yeah.
toy.
This thing is gonna be all computer animated. Like he's gonna be all white, and then once he gets into like, oh, it's time to butcher a god mode, that's when he's gonna start looking like the thing he's always been.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Have patience.
Natalie Portman looks pretty good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm very excited for Natalie Portman, and I think it's going to be great. Female Thor is always a good choice.
I agree.
Good,
Yeah.
good, good.
All right, well, we are out. We will see you next week. Bye.
Later, everybody.